Morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking this week about living with the courage to finish well and looking at things that God would desire are completed in our life. And that we would go through life not just accomplishing things for the sake of accomplishment, but to accomplish things in a pattern that brings us to a finish, to a completion of this life that honors Jesus, that makes him known. Today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week. Again, do these Monday through Friday. Based out of the weekly prayer guides that I write and publish, we distribute them at Deer Run, as well as I publish them on the Impact Prayer Ministry website. And so today we're going to look specifically at how God would have us to finish with obedience, to be obedient to the end. Looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, and Paul says, "And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete." Now, in 2 Corinthians 10, Paul is writing to the Corinthians and to us by the power, the wisdom, the guidance of God's Spirit, as God says Scripture has come about by. And discussing this reputation, the Corinthians evidently have accused Paul of being very bold in his writing, but timid in person. He says big things on paper, but not so much face to face. And he lets them know that it's not that the message is different. It's this, I believe, learned patience from the character of God himself. The Bible tells us that God is patient, not willing that any should perish. And so it's fascinating. We come to this point in the midst of discussion about whether Paul is really going to be harsh or whether he's going to be timid. And he says, we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience. Now, if that's all he said, it would sound like he's going to be a pretty strict parent in this situation. But it isn't all he said. He says, we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. In other words, it sounds similar to what I think it's Peter that writes in describing God's nature in regard to the perceived delay in the return of Jesus, is that he's waiting until we kind of get our act together. He's waiting to give opportunity for repentance, for a restoration to him, for obedience. Now, it's fascinating that if you just pull out verses, and unfortunately for the nature of the prayer guides that I write, it's generally space for a verse. But I look at those within context, and the context of this verse today about being ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete is this context of Paul dealing with people with patience. And the verse prior to this one that we're using today says that we should take every thought captive, making it obedient to Christ. And so when he talks about being ready to punish disobedience, when he talks about bringing our obedience to completion, he gives us the way to do that, and that way is through our thought life. It's through submitting and surrendering everything to Jesus. And I think sometimes we miss the mercy of God because we miss sharing the mercy of God. How often do we see people doing wrong and we want them punished? And yet, even as we call for the punishment of others, we fail to notice, or maybe more accurately, we ignore our own disobedience that we ought to be punished for. And when we live life constantly seeking the demise of others, we're not living a very Christ-like life. If God was like us, rather than us supposedly becoming like God in our mind, in our thoughts, in our way of life, we would all be doomed. If God looked for every opportunity to punish wrongdoing and was always swift about doing so, as we seem to want at times when it's about others, we're all in trouble. And what would happen if we would decide, if we would take our thoughts captive, if we would make our thoughts obedient not only to the commands of Christ, but to the nature of Christ, realizing that there is a judgment day, there are consequences for continual life of rejection of God. But what if we looked for opportunities to help people bring their obedience to completion rather than looking for opportunities to punish their disobedience? You see, it's not that we're ignoring disobedience. It's not that we ignore disobedience in our own life. God doesn't ignore our disobedience. It's not that we say it's okay. And I think sometimes we think that's our options. We're either okay with disobedience or we punish disobedience. What if we look at the nature of God and realize there's a better way? A calling out from disobedience into obedience. A transformation, a change. A life that no longer pursues disobedience. A life that does take every thought captive, making it obedient to Christ. I think sometimes we set people up because we make it appear like there's no option, no way out, no choice. And I think when I look at the way we do life, what if we would look at others the way that we want to be looked at? What if we were more merciful, more patient, more loving, more instructing, more obedient ourselves? You see, when we call for God's judgment, are we really sure we're ready for it? Perhaps we're very fortunate that He is waiting to punish every act of disobedience until our obedience is complete. And what happens when we live life with a renewed and a new attitude? When we call one another to completion, to finish in obedience, knowing that for every one of us, it's a process. When we realize just how much disobedience dishonors God. When we quit labeling and making levels of disobedience, all designed to justify ourselves and condemn others. When we treat our own disobedience as just as abhorrible to God as the disobedience of others is. You see, when we begin to look at it from God's perspective, when we begin to realize how much He calls us and wants us and desires for us to be obedient to the very end, and how patient and merciful He has to be so that we can grow and we can become the obedient children that He has called us to. When we begin to realize that, when we begin to see that, when we know how much we need that, it ought to change the way we view the disobedience of others. Today, as we spend time praying, I would much prefer you spend your time with God considering your own level of obedience. As I've said, it's so much easier for most of us, and I would suspect all of us really, to notice the disobedience of others and think something ought to be done about it, than to notice our own and think something ought to be done about it. But begin with yourself. Be thankful that Paul's approach to the disobedience of the Corinthians gives us an example, not only of how we ought to live, but an example of God's approach to our disobedience. And may it teach every one of us to not only know the verse and quote the verse, but to believe it. That says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So that our instruction for ourselves and our instruction for others would be one that says, I know we're not there yet. But let's finish. Let's complete this obedience that God has called us to. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. Your love has not only called us to yourself, your love has been patient and merciful in calling us to a complete, a finished obedience. And Father, because of your mercy, our disobedience is not often punished as immediately as it really ought to be. At least as immediately as it deserves to be. Your desire, your calling is that we would be transformed, that we would learn, that we would take to heart your command to take every thought captive so that our obedience could be complete. And Father, as we allow your Spirit to help us examine ourselves, as we see the struggles that we have with complete obedience, as we consider the disobedience that we allow to creep into our life and sometimes that we even protect in our life, may it give us a greater insight into the lives of others, a greater understanding, a greater mercy. And Father, rather than calling for the punishment and the consequences to rain down upon those around us who are disobedient, may we instead call for them by the power of your Spirit to become those whose obedience is complete. And Father, we know that your word tells us that you discipline us according to your wisdom, according to our need, so that we can be obedient children, so that we can know your love. And so we recognize that even in the midst of your patience and your long suffering, that there is discipline that takes place. There are consequences. But Father, may we be careful in how we wish that upon others, in how we seek to see that done. And Father, may we grow daily so that the mind of Christ would become our very thought. And Father, as we live life, may you help us deal with any sense of a judgmental spirit that we might live with, any sense of condemnation towards others, any sense of condemnation of ourselves. May we live with others in the same degree of patience that we desire from you, with the same degree of patience that we need from you. May we know that there is a time coming when every act of disobedience will be punished. It will be dealt with by you. And may that knowledge compel us to do what your word says, to take every thought captive, to be obedient. But may that knowledge also compel us to live in a spirit of understanding with one another. May it lead us to be a more patient people. May we help others to know that there is a time where disobedience will be judged. And because that time is coming, that there is a need to complete and finish so that our obedience is full. Father, may we live life in a way that honors Jesus, in a way that helps others to not be driven away, but to be drawn in. And Father, today as we live in this pursuit of a finished obedience, may it be lived out in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.